Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know, from an involvement standpoint with the rest of the draft would be, you're sitting there at 8, only 3 quarterbacks have been taken, and the teams behind you that are quarterback needy start blowing up the phones, and all that starts.
Right.
So then you have like 10 minutes of, oh, what are the Falcons going to do? The Broncos are calling them. The Vikings have 2 first-rounders. Maybe they'll do that, and that would be fun for 10 minutes. But then if they trade back, then they traded back.
Yeah.
You know? But at least then you'd get to enjoy it again, because then, all right, they traded with the Vikings. So they don't actually pick for another half an hour.
Right.
So then you get to prolong that a little bit, and then maybe they take a defensive back or something like that, right. Or maybe the edge rusher is still there that they wanted. But, yeah, I mean, It's always very funny on Thursday night where it's like, man, I spent a lot of time talking about Kalavon Chaisson.
All the way opposite.
And then never talk about him again.
I just remember those.
Taven Bryant.
That's the name right there. Taven Bryant, Andy. Taven Bryant. I'm like, dude, why?
Now, the best one was the year that Chase Young was coming out. Oh. And everyone was convinced they should trade up to get him. And there was hours of that spent on this radio station. Mm-hmm. Do it, go all in. By the way, Chase hadn't been very good, so that would have been a huge disaster.
No, what about, if they would have done that. What was the other one, the corner from Florida, CJ?
Henderson?
Yeah, we got to go up and get him. Mm-hmm. We got to go up and get him. Like, for what?
Yep.
Go up and get him. I'm like, okay.
Fine. It's a good thing we don't get graded on draft predicting, you know?
Yeah.
It's a good thing we don't.
Like, okay. They're like, I wouldn't take him, but all right, fine.
All that said, what are they going to do? What are they going to do on Thursday?
They're going to wait, because I think J.J. McCarthy is going to drop, and I think somebody is going to give them that pick.
I do too. I
think somebody's going to want that pick.
It's a real likely trade back scenario.
Yes,
I really think it is. And you know, we've sort of last week agreed on what the best case scenario would be. First 3 quarterbacks go off the board, 1, 2, 3. Then the pass catchers go, and maybe Joe Alt 2 or whatever. But like, you're sitting there at 8, and almost all of the top 7 picks that have been forecasted are gone. And then the teams that are quarterback needy behind you, because there's 3 of them. Mm-hmm. It's not just Minnesota, who has 2 first-round draft picks. It's also Denver and Oakland as well. And if you look at Josh Kendall's most recent mock draft, which, why wouldn't you? It's still mock draft season until Thursday. He had a 7-round mock, and his prediction for the first round was they traded back with Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
You make that trade with Oakland. Now, unfortunately, as far as like immediate excitement, that means you trade back with Oakland, you get pick 13, but then a first-round pick next year.
Mm-hmm.
The most exciting one would be if you did it with Minnesota, and then you get 11 and 23 this year. Mm-hmm. Then you have 2 first-rounders this year, which would be great.
Right. And, I mean, that could be something that you could use to go back up if you got to do something like that. So, I mean, I just think that, you know, where they are right now, and, you know, I've come around, I'm all on this, I always say his damn name wrong, the UCLA dude.
Just say Latu.
Latu. I'm all on Latu, because I thought about a little bit over this weekend, like, why should I care? I mean, I care about, you know, the neck thing and everything like that. But the teams are passing him medically and saying that he's going to be fine. Only reason I say that because of what just happened to the Wolf Hunter out there in Dallas, the linebacker, Van Der Esch.
Yeah, Van Der Esch,
yeah. What happened with that? I had a teammate that had the same surgery that, because all it takes is one.
Yeah.
All right, that's football. Anytime, any hit can do it. But when you have that whatever he's going on with his neck, it just takes that one, you know, collision and all those different things. But, yeah, I'm all on him. I think he is the most polished pass rusher in this draft. I think he is the best pass rusher in this draft. But I think the upside for Dallas, like people look at more like that, because Dallas Turner is a good player, because I don't want people to think I don't think he's a good player, because I do.
Yeah.
But I just think Latu is a better player at this point. I think he's an immediate impact, like can get damn near 10 sacks.
Yeah, well, and he's one of those guys too. And there's a couple guys in this draft, but there's guys like this in every draft where it's like, if he didn't have that neck issue,
yes,
he probably already would be in the NFL.
Yes.
Because he medically retired when he was at Washington.
Yes.
And then got some good news and was able to figure it out and go to UCLA and have a nice year and all that kind of stuff. But like, same thing with Penix. Like, if Penix doesn't get hurt at Indiana, he probably already is out of college, doesn't have those 2 years, and or at least maybe only has 1 year at Washington or something like that. But, like, you know, that's a part of why guys fall a little bit, though. And then that's the dice roll, right? It's all a dice roll.
Yeah.
Like, no matter who you draft, it's a dice roll. But, like, you really like how this guy's playing, but then there's that, you know, there's that thing in the back of your mind of, he did get hurt really bad before, and, it's not all the same thing, but the Falcons do have a checkered past of drafting previously injured pass rushers from UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
Tack McKinley, and you know what I mean?
But he loved it because he was cursing and has a picture of his grandma.
Okay, if Latu cusses and brings a picture of his grandma up on the stage, sign me up. Actually, don't, because then that would be history repeating itself,
exactly.
And it didn't work out very good with the last guy. I know, that's not a reason to not do it.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I mean, that's why he's, you know, that's why he's not in the NFL already. He would be if it wasn't for the injuries.
But, I mean, I think that's when you look at it, and there's going to be so many moving parts. I mean, we know this, that quarterbacks are always overdrafted, and this is not the case. This will be the case this year, I do think so. But, you know, the biggest thing is when you have the run on a position, when does that happen? Like, you kind of already know the three receivers are probably going to go to the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
But more likely, one of them might slip out. And then you look at it from the standpoint, does somebody want to get in front of Chicago to get Rome?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many different scenarios that you could look at if you're the Falcons. And there's no wrong – I mean, I won't say there's no wrong pick. They're like the quarterback right there at 8.
There's no wrong pick, you know, Thursday.
Because I always look at it like this.
There's a wrong pick in hindsight, obviously.
Yeah.
But there's no wrong pick Thursday.
But I look at it always from, you know, when people say, well, that's too rich. Why? Because who said it was too rich? Because an analyst on TV or somebody said that? Well, what about the teams? How do they rank them? Because right now the teams are setting up their boards right now. They're finalizing everything. And you hear the stories about the board. It gets changed on Wednesday night. Thursday morning, Jimmy GM wakes up, calls the coach. You know what? Damn it, I don't want him. You know, let me watch a little bit more tape on. You know what? We taped the interview. Let's talk. Let me hear him talk a couple more times.
Yeah, I didn't like how his hands were fidgety when we asked him about this question.
Yeah, it's so many daggone things when you get this close to the draft. And obviously, the biggest thing that you're going to hear now is just misinformation and trying to find a reason not to draft a prospect. We already know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's going to be? Who is this year? CJ Stroud.
Yeah, and I would say this, just for all of us that are draft content consumers, and I guess some of us are draft content creators as well, but a lot of us are content consumers. You don't have to buy into all the BS this week. If somebody decides to go on a smear campaign of, I don't know who it would be, Jaden Daniels or something like that on Tuesday, just know that's what it is.
Because
that's what it was last year with CJ Stroud was, he didn't do good on this test and he bailed on the Manning Passing Academy or something like that.
Remember they said
like,
he bailed on the Manning Passing Academy.
Like, stop. Can he play? Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, he was rookie of the year? Okay. So that it's always important. We do such a bad job of only looking forward sometimes in media, but then also in content consuming. Like, you got to sometimes check back in with some of the stuff these guys say. Like this guy spent a lot of time trashing this dude 2 days before the draft, so you'd click on his articles and up his numbers and all that kind of stuff. But he was wrong.
Yeah.
So cross him off the list.
Exactly.
Don't pay attention to that guy anymore. It's a great opportunity to decide who you do and don't want to pay attention to when it comes to coverage. Because most people are full of it.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights.
Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.